The ballet is set on a farm in 19th century Pennsylvania, Western Pennsylvania, and circles around a young couple starting out in their life together. There are some challenges, but by the end, the two are able to, as Thomas May tells us, enter their new home in the wilderness, quiet and strong. Now, in the dance, there is no suggestion of a barn or a barn raising, but maybe a barn will come sometime after the last note is sounded. Composer Lewis Flynn tells us, though, that's not what he imagines when he hears this piece or any of Aaron Copland's music. He thinks of Lake Cary here in Wyoming County, and we'll let him explain. And he will tell us about a barn, the old Carter Barn, that was built in 1884, around the time that Appalachian Spring and its story is set. Still no actual reverberations. Again, Lewis Flynn will fill us in on the geographical tie to Aaron Copland. But really, this is a conversation about a beautifully restored old barn at Lake Cary, where there may just be some dancing in a little over a week, and where music of all sorts spills out into the trees over the water as the sun sets in the west. It's the Summer Sessions series that will continue at the Old Carter Barn through August 16th. We had a chance to speak by phone with composer Lewis Flynn, who owns the site with playwright Douglas Carter Bean. We spoke about the place and the music to come.
Lake Cary hit its heyday at the end of the 1800s. It was a summer spot. There was actually a train station on the lake, and people would come, I would say, from everywhere, but probably not. Probably within, you know, a 25-mile radius. Aaron Copland went to summer camp here. And since then, it's remained a sort of summerish community, although it's about 50% year-round residents now. And our property, Old Carter Barn, has been in the Carter family since the 1950s, and it was a turkey farm. And it sort of laid decrepit for about 50 years until we started renovating it. And now it's an event space and wedding venue.
And what distinguishes it as a barn?
It's a really interesting structure. It's unique in the world of barns because it's three barns that were put together back in the end of the 1800s. So the earliest barn we carbon dated to 1865, and that is currently our reception barn. And then we speculate that they, meaning whoever owned it at the time in the 1800s, rolled another barn of equal size and joined them, and then they squared it off with a third sort of lean-to structure. So what's great for us is that it isn't one huge 7,000-square-foot space, but it's subdivided. So we have where the performances are, or our dining room. It's a one large barn, but it has the huge 30-foot ceilings, and then there's, you know, right adjoining it is another structure with a dance floor and a bar. And then we've added a whole lower level, which used to be just dirt where the cows were kept. And that's now restrooms and changing areas and a catering kitchen and all of that.
You mentioned Aaron Copland, and I know you've had music of Copland before.
Yes.
At the barn. But do you ever catch yourself imagining the storyline of Appalachian Spring with the raising of the barn and the couple and the wedding? I mean, it sounds like you're hosting receptions and so forth. Does that ever come to mind at any point? Because you're a composer yourself.
Yeah, I'm a composer. To me, it's more that this was Aaron Copland, who's the consummate American composer, who I think, if there isn't a quote-unquote American sound, it was his. And it developed here, looking at Lake Cary and the endless mountains, because he came from Brooklyn, New York. And so all of the sort of country anthems that are his, you know, greatest hits, basically, I think stem from those early days here. I'm not a music historian, but that's the story I'm telling.
It feels right.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have a series of summer performances, and it's just an ideal spot for it. What were your thoughts, and how's it been unfolding over the years?
Well, we started renovating it with no intention other than to keep it from falling down. As I said, it had been empty for 50 years and really was sliding down the hill. The whole building was tilted. It took a while to find a contractor. So the first 3 years, from 2017 till 2020, was really just about putting it upright, cleaning out a lot of muck, getting all the poison ivy off of it. And then when COVID hit, we were out here pretty much full time. Our home base is New York City. And I had my barn guys, as I call them. They were here almost every day, and there was really nothing else to do. So we just kept renovating and renovating. And I said, you know, what are we going to do with this space? And I called, I just Googled and discovered a group called North Branch Art Trail and a wonderful guy, Dan Tompkins, and said, listen, we have this huge space. Do you have an idea? We love arts to be in here. What can we do? So we came up with the idea of Summer Sessions, this concert series, and we started that. So that started in the summer of 22, and North Branch and Dan sort of were organizing it, and we would host it. And at the same time, we started doing a lot of weddings here. People asked if we could do weddings. So the calendar started filling up. So for the following summers, we just couldn't give it every week for arts. So now we're doing 6 concerts, but this is the first summer Dan sort of let it go. So we are now, with his blessing, producing it in-house as best we can.
And you launched on the 28th. Is that what I understand?
That's right. We had Clarence Spady and his band, and that was a huge success. Every Summer Sessions concert, now it used to be just on Wednesdays, but now we're doing different days. So he was on Saturday. The format is still the same. We have a different food truck every week. We have bar. We have desserts by TNC Grill from Tunkhannock. So it's a fun night. And then coming up on the 5th, we have the Scranton Shakespeare Company coming out. We go way back with that wonderful group, and we have 20 of them coming out singing Americana songs, Bernstein to even some more contemporary, and we're really looking forward to that. I think it's going to be a great way to fill the 4th of July weekend, and that'll be on the 5th. And then next Friday, the 11th, is our first ever polka party, and we have a 5-piece polka band, the John Stevens Double Shot, which I think is one of the best in the area. And we're going to move that. We have a dance floor in the barn. Dancing isn't required, but I think it's just going to be fun. We have a Polish food truck coming, craft beers. So that's Friday the 11th. And those are our first 3. I'm really excited for Polka Night. So, as you know, with WVIA, it's very popular in this area. And we haven't seen a polka-specific event in Tunkhannock since I've been here for the last 25 years. So it's, I think it's going to be great. It's the heritage of this area, almost as much as Aaron Copland.
Do you know anything about the band Double Shot? Where do they come from?
It's more down in Wilkes-Barre, but they do the circuit, and it's a big 5-piece polka band with vocals. And yeah, John Stevens is quite well known and quite well regarded in the polka world. So I'm excited to have them.
And you do want to mix it up. You don't want the same thing,
yeah.
Right?
Every week's a little different. I mean, once we get past Polka Night, later in the month, Wade Preston, Broadway's Billy Joel, is coming back doing his great songs of Billy Joel, Elton John, and more. Then we have a gypsy swing band, Zingology, based in Ithaca, coming down in August 13th. And then we finish with our bluegrass bonanza. We have the Dishonest Fiddlers and the Joe Cerotti Trio, a double bill for our last one, which is August 16th on a Saturday.
Do you have a website dedicated to the season?
We do. It's summersessionspa.com. So just summersessions with an S, PA.com. And you can buy tickets in advance there, which helps us plan, but we also have tickets at the door. And if you forget that, if you go to www.oldcarterbarn.com under the events tab, there's a link to the Summer Sessions PA tab.
Now, can you tell us about the Old Carter Barn Arts Initiative?
Well, we're new, even though I'm a composer and Doug is a playwright. Arts promotion is a little new to us. So we realized that in order for this to work financially for us and you know, for the future, we hope not just to do concerts, perhaps the theater company wants to come to do something in this space. But essentially, it enables us to get a special event permit to be able to sell beer to help pay for the artist's expenses. So everything between the ticket sales and that, we basically are trying to break even. And also it enables, if people want in the future to sponsor, we just thought it would be a good way to, and a different organization that could grow and help support the arts, whatever those arts may be in this area. You know, we also do craft shows in the barn. We've done art shows in the barn. So we just feel we have this great, unusual space that people really enjoy coming to. So we'd love to fill it with as much art-focused work as possible. So if anybody has any ideas or wants to present something in the barn, please reach out. We're open. We really want to be supportive of the artists, theater, painters, musicians. You can reach out through our website, Old Carter Barn, or through the Summer Sessions PA website.
Now, did I see online that you just did a show in New York?
I did. I put on my performer's hat, which had been a while, and just performed a solo set. It wasn't quite solo, in New York City, and some of my older songs and some of them from upcoming shows. And I was also joined by the opera singer Susanna Phillips, who is a dear friend. She came out here and performed, gosh, 2 or 3 years ago. And Julie Binko, who was Funny Girl on Broadway, sang one of my songs. So that was great. And Doug and I have a couple of shows coming into New York, hopefully this season. So it's going to be a busy year.
Composer Lewis Flynn, who owns the Old Carter Barn with playwright Douglas Carter Bean, speaking about Summer Sessions, Summer Sessions 2025, taking place at the Old Carter Barn at Lake Cary in Wyoming County. As we heard, it's the Living American Songbook this Saturday, July 5th, and it will feature members of the Scranton Shakespeare Festival performing classic songs from the Great American Songbook, Cole Porter, Irving Berlin, and more to celebrate the Independence Day weekend. Friday, July 11th, at the Old Carter Barn, Let's Polka, Hit the Dance Floor, Kick Up Your Heels with the John Stevens Double Shot Polka Band, and the season goes on. For all the information you need, summersessionspa.com. Summersessionspa.com. Summer Sessions now through August 16th, rounding up the season with the Bluegrass Bonanza, and all the details that you need online, summersessionspa.com, the Old Carter Barn in the Wyoming County community of Lake Cary.